Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We are glad that you're here with us, and the reason why we're glad you're here with us is because we know that our days are better, more peaceful, more joy and love-filled when we spend time with Jesus. And we believe firmly, and we believe that it's shown out in the Word of God, that when you spend time with the Lord, it's life-giving. It changes us. And one of the things that it changes us is it changes our hearts. It makes our heart more like Jesus' heart. Wouldn't you like to respond to things in your day more like Jesus would? I would. And so we believe that we should be devotional life Christians. In other words, we have devotions every day of our lives, for all of our lives, and that's why we call it devotional life. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Paul.
Did you have a nice walk in the neighborhood today?
Yes, we did.
It was nice to walk in the sunshine,
wasn't it?
It was
nice and crisp.
Yeah. And we talked a little bit about what we're going to talk about right now, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And what, pray tell, is that?
Okay, well, we're still going through the getting dressed up for battle when the enemy tries to assault us, and how to stand. And so the Word of God has been giving us the tools, the armor that he calls it. And we talked about standing our ground with the belt of truth.
Yes.
And then we've been spending time with putting on the breastplate of righteousness. And so we talked about how the decisions we make, show character of a Christian that people watch, and how that affects other people, and how the enemy can't get any dirt on us when we're walking on that straight path.
Yes.
And so that God gives us what we need, and that that's something that needs to be our focus, that this is, I'm going to live a right life before God to please him. So we talked about that and several times, and then we also talked about behind that breastplate is our major organs,
vital
especially
organs.
Our
yes.
heart.
Yes.
Like you mentioned. And there's so many verses about the heart in the Bible and what it represents
yeah.
to us.
And look, people's hearts in this fallen world can really take a beating. Anybody out there whose heart has taken a beating? Well, we need to find out how to protect our hearts.
Right. One of my favorite verses is from Proverbs 4:23, New Living Translation. And this is something that we're to do. So this is an action that we take. It says, guard your heart above all else.
Wow.
For it determines the course of your life.
How true is that?
So as we guard our heart, choices that we make, everyday choices, are going to flow out of that heart.
Yeah, and what we like to... Excuse me, sorry. What we like to say in our family is intentional. Live intentionally.
Right.
And that surely covers the protection of the heart and the choices we make.
Another verse that I love, and I didn't write down the reference. It's New King James. I'm sure if you all hear it, you can
look it up.
And some homework for you. But this one also says an action. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. So, actually, I think it's the same. It's just New King James. So we're to guard and we're to keep our heart. And when we think of that, there's practical things that we can do on an everyday basis to protect our heart. Because, like you said, we've made this intentional decision that our heart needs to stay pure, and we don't want to have any infiltration from the enemy or the world or our flesh coming in and tainting it. So what are some of the ways that you guard your heart?
Well, first of all, can I give us a couple of pictures of the heart? So I want you to think of the heart, and especially using that last reference that you use, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. I want you to think of your heart as a reservoir.
That's good.
And so your heart is this big pool of water. And so I was traveling across country years ago with a friend. And we stopped at a bunch of KOAs and camped and whatnot. And then he was like, well, let's find some, I don't remember what state we were in, but he said, let's find some river someplace where we could go swimming, you know, jump off a bridge or something, you know. He had some glamorous picture in his mind of, you know, being in Kentucky or wherever and finding a pool to jump into. And so we found one, found a bridge, wasn't hardly anybody there. We found a big pool of water. And as we went down there, it said, not for swimming, pool water is contaminated. I wonder, I actually don't wonder, I'm positive that there are people's hearts that are contaminated.
Right.
And you don't want to swim around in there.
Right.
And you certainly don't want to spill that water, if it's contaminated, onto other people that you love.
Right.
So I just thought I would point out the necessity to really guard your heart.
Yeah, and I think with that, because our heart can be divided, that we need to ask the Lord to help us to unify our heart.
Oh, so, that's good.
So that it's not divided anymore. And I do that by surrendering over and over and over to the Lord.
Yeah.
So like my heart might be divided because I'm being tempted to give in to some kind of whatever, sin or something that's, for a moment, it's fun, feels good, tastes good. But in the long haul, it's not going to please God. And it's right. not going to get me where I want to go.
Right.
So,
and your pool's going to be contaminated.
And my pool's going to be contaminated. So, yeah. So I think that we all need to, we all have our own weaknesses. You know, yeah. we're all built different. We all have our own weaknesses. Yeah. And we need to ask the Lord to show us what those areas are in our life that the enemy, because the enemy knows us so well. Right. And he knows which weaknesses are yours, which weaknesses are mine.
Which strings to pull.
Yeah, and he's always trying to set us up. He brings something across our path.
Yeah, I like to say that the enemy likes to rattle our cage. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that would be our heart.
Yeah. So if we're going to put a breastplate of righteousness to protect our heart, then we need to make sure that the heart starts out with being an undivided heart.
Yeah.
And is not foul. And that if the enemy does get in there because we drop our breastplate, then, you know, what do we do to try to get back on track?
Well, you got to go to the source. You got to go to Jesus.
Right.
Confess your sins. Recommit. And believe me, that's something that we need to do continually and sometimes more than once a day, depending on what we've been up to. We do need to keep our hearts right before the Lord. That's what righteous means. Righteousness is right living before God. And that's the best protected place for you and for me to be.
I know we've talked about this before, but for me, I love to think about how I can please God. And if my heart lines up with his heart, you know, sometimes I'll even, when I'm praying in the morning, saying, Lord, what's your heart today? You know, let me peek in. Let me join next to you and walk in tandem with your heart today. And that keeps us on the straight and narrow. And that keeps us aware of not getting off track with the enemy trying to lure us into things that are not good and would not represent him well.
Yeah. When you said that, keep our hearts in tandem with Jesus, my crazy mind came up with it. Riding a tandem bicycle with Jesus. But that's an accurate...
big heart.
Yeah. But that's an accurate picture.
Yeah, and I want to sit in the back.
Yeah.
Because I want him to be the one in charge. Yeah.
You know, like that old song, Jesus Take the Wheel.
Yeah. So there's no independent living as far as your heart gets to be independent of God without getting in trouble.
And we've just run out of time. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. And thank you that you want our hearts to be protected. And Heavenly Father, you want our hearts to be like Jesus' heart. And like Jeannie was saying, that we might live every day to please you. I ask a blessing on my brothers and sisters. I pray for healing for hearts that are polluted. And I pray that we take all our hearts to you today. In Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
God bless you.